Welcome to Mobile Noti 24/7. My name is Kathy Holliday, the Chief Executive Officer of Mobile Notary 24/7, and I welcome you to my podcast entitled The Mobile Notary Show. This is episode number 125, and I will be discussing the three tips to follow when your signers need to reschedule their notary appointment. So let's first start off and say that you have been awarded a signing, and your signing is scheduled for Tuesday, the 18th of January. So, of course, as a successful mobile notary, you do know that you should immediately call the signers once you're awarded the signing. We all know that. When you call, you are to introduce yourself, and you are to confirm the time and the location. You also are to confirm that they will have valid driver's license or state ID or passport. And you also will be confirming whether they have blue or black pens. So with COVID, you won't be taking those pens back with you. I always confirm that with my signers to make sure that they're not commingled. My pens are not commingled with the new pens. If I have to supply the pens to the customer, they're automatically to be left at the house with the customer, and that's a cost that I will be expensing at the end of the year. So now, with that being said, the three tips, once you actually confirm the time and the location, so let's say that I've confirmed the signing today, the location and the time, and the valid driver's license, and all signers will be present for Tuesday at noon. Let's say that's the date and time. On the 18th of January, 2022 is when my next appointment with the signers at noon, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So what I usually do is Monday evening or Monday afternoon, early evening, I will confirm via text and just as a reminder to the signers that yes, we are meeting at noon at this location. Please confirm that time still works for you. Once you receive the text back, let's say that they've said, no, something's come up, we cannot sign on Tuesday at noon. And you say, okay. Now, in that case, I would immediately pick up the phone. I would not text anymore. But that's up to you. If you're busy and you can't make that phone call, feel free to go ahead and text back, but you gotta make sure as tip number one, that when they cancel and say that they cannot sign on the scheduled date, you want to go that extra step, go that extra mile and find out what day and time works best for them. Okay, so you want to make sure that you do that, and I'll share with you towards the end of the podcast on why that is very important. So in saying that, they've told you or shared with you that Wednesday at noon, the 19th, works best for them. And then, of course, you're going to check your schedule and make sure that time works for you. And once you do that, you want to make sure that you then relay to them, as tip number two, you want to relay to the signers or to your client that it is very important that all of the signers are going to know that this appointment has been rescheduled for one day. Okay, has been rescheduled back one day. So instead of us signing on Tuesday, we're going to sign on Wednesday at noon. So all of the signers need to be available, and you also want to relate to them, I still need all of the valid government issue IDs to be able to witness your signature. So of course, in the first conversation, you did let them know that I will need to see either a driver's license, a state ID, or a passport. Could you please still bring those forms of identification with you to the table on Wednesday at noon? Okay, so that makes sure that there's not a problem with the notary witnessing their signatures, whether it's one signer, two signers, or three signers. Okay, And then tip number three, when you're actually rescheduling the loan signing, you want to make sure that you either reach out to the title company, to the signing company, the escrow, whoever number it is that you have. You may be in a situation where you're not, this particular signing is not through a signing company. It's directly with an attorney's office. It's directly with an escrow officer. If that's the case, you should have their information, and you can then call them and keep them abreast of what has happened. The time change, the location is still the same, and you give them that information. And the one thing that you want to make sure that you do is let them know that you are available for the new time, because otherwise they will give that to another notary. Okay? So the three tips, you are to reschedule it and make sure you reschedule that time for a time that actually works for you and actually works for the customer as well. Number two, you want to make sure that all the borrowers are going to be there. If there are any witnesses that's needed, you want to make sure that they let the witness know as well that the date has changed to Wednesday instead of Tuesday at noon. And then you also want to reach out to the signing company, the escrow officers, or the loan officer, and let them know that that has changed, because the documents definitely could be date sensitive and they would have to redraw the documents. So always a follow-up the night before is good to maybe send a text or make a phone call just to confirm that that date and time is still correct for the signing that you were originally scheduled for on Tuesday at noon. So those are your three tips. I'd like to share this with you. It's something that if you ask the question, which I've had several people ask me, what's my feeling on how a person becomes successful? And I shared this with them. Successful people converted their dreams into goals, and then they converted their goals into steps, and then they converted their steps into tasks. And I ask you, what's just one of your goals? What is one of your dreams that you're reaching out for to be able to reach that goal? My goal was to be an entrepreneur. This is twofold for me. I was an entrepreneur in Chicago. And I'm now a notary entrepreneur. Now my next steps, I have a mentorship program. I have been so successful as a mobile notary, I've decided to help other notaries by sharing all of my experiences, everything that I've done to be able to each week I'm making at least $1,800 to $2,500 a week. As a successful mobile notary, in my mentorship program, I show you how to do that. Feel free to go to my website, www.mobilenotary247.com, or go directly to my 20-minute webinar, giving you a little bit of information to see if this is something that you think you'll be interested in. And that is www.mn247training.com. That MN stands for mobile notary. So MN247training.com. Feel free to leave a comment, like my podcast, and I will see you on episode number 126. You all have yourself an amazing day. Again, happy 2022. Looking forward to your comments. Have a great day, everyone.